Travis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Happy reopen day.
Happy reopen day. Boy, they were lined up in Yorkville this morning at 12:01. People were let in at Hemingway's, one of the iconic bars in Yorkville that's been around for a long time.
This morning?
Yeah.
12 midnight this morning?
12:01.
Damn.
And people, can you be imagined? Like, you and I have both been servers, right?
So yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, what time do we have to show up?
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, goodness. Yeah. But anyway, it's such a great celebration, and the weather was perfect. Even if you could just get one beer, you would do that. But, you know, it is going to be a great weekend, patio weekend. I mean, there might be some odd showers on Sunday, but it's just... Could you imagine if it was a rain out? That would have been like, wow.
Oh, that would have been great. That would have been just perfect. That would have been something special. I want to see what this Hemingway's line at midnight this morning looks like. I want to see who's there. Like, what do they do for a living? Who are these people?
Yeah, I don't know, but they're vaccinated. That's all I can tell you. You know, that was the great thing, because CP24 did a great story on it, saying, yeah, we've been vaccinated. We're able to do this. It's just great. The other thing I want to tell you is, here's a question for you. When was the last time, if you were out on a patio, when was the last time that you were able to do that? Do you remember? Was it this year?
I don't even remember. Where was the last patio I went to, Miles? Did I go somewhere with you somewhere? I don't even remember.
I'm trying to think the last time I went. I think it was in March.
Yeah.
I don't even know when the last time I was on a patio.
I know. Well, if you were out in the patio in 2021, the last time you were, if you enjoyed that, it was April 2nd. That's the last time. And then they closed everything down. So now we're open again.
Crazy.
And the weather couldn't be more perfect. I mean, you know, even though this lockdown has been so difficult on so many things, at least the reopening is during great weather and a great month.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're rolling back slowly, Jamar.
Great. Any word on the salons and barbershops yet?
Not yet. Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening. Gyms, they're not allowed right now. Some storefronts for retailers, if you've got a storefront, not in a mall, right, only 15% capacity. So you, in a lot of cases, you have to make an appointment to go in to some of them because they're so small.
Yeah.
But it's all hopeful stuff.
The personal services, that's going to be the milestone for me.
Yeah. Again, I say, why do you want to go out on a patio when your hair hasn't been done?
Yeah, like you go on a patio and like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Aries.
So Aries, Mars powers into Leo, and this can leave you feeling a bit happier today. You'll be ready to indulge in activities that have the feel-good factor and bring more romance. That patio with some maybe sexy drinks on the table, right? That might be it. Ready to let someone know how you feel? If you want to show it, you'll have no problem doing it today. Your day's a six.
Taurus.
Okay, Taurus, it says domestic activities. This means you got to work at the house, okay? I want you to go to a patio, but domestic activities get a boost, and household projects that have been on the back burner may fire you up with enthusiasm. You could experience discontent the way things are and be ready for positive change. A declutter is in the cards. Your day, Taurus, is a six.
Gemini.
You, Gemini, your social life begins to sparkle as a concentrated focus on your communication zone might see you eager to reach out to others, whether for friendship, business, or perhaps a romantic gesture. Your day is an eight.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Ever try to catch an Uber and you notice that they're just circling around trying to find you and you're just like, I'm right here. Why can't you find me? Or likewise for drivers, you're trying to pick up your ride and you're just like, why can't I just see where you are? Like, what is going on? They've made some really major improvements to the app.
Yeah.
And the biggest update is going to show you a lot more detail about the pickup point. For example, like, it's going to be able to zero in on what side of the street you are literally on
that
at the time.
That is so key.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could know if you're on the left side of the street, the right side of the street. It's going to be so much more clearly laid out for the drivers. They're going to know, even if you are almost at the destination that you say you're going to be, but you haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
It's going to be able to tell them that. It's going to be really, really cool with the landmarks, too, because you know when it's going to an address and it's saying whatever the address, it will zero in on, say, 100 blah, blah, blah street right next to the Starbucks.
Right.
So it'll be easier for the driver to actually find you.
You know, I think about big, remember concerts?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the concert's over. You're making your way out. They're making their way in to pick you up. And it's maddening.
Yep,
it's
yep.
like, it's just crazy. And so they'll be able to do that. They'll be able to pinpoint that. You know, airports, arenas, event venues. And also, you know, they're tweaking it so that when you get in the car, and you'll have to explain this to me because I've used an Uber for so long, that you won't have to use a PIN number or something like that. It'll be easier to access, that you know that you're in the right Uber. Because have you ever had that happen?
Yeah. You know, yeah. One of my favorite options that they have on there is where you could change the color of the flashing little logo on the Uber driver's car.
Yeah.
So that you just match up the color that you say you pick.
Sure.
Purple. Your phone starts flashing purple. Their car starts flashing purple. You just wave your phone and be like, yeah, we match. I'm the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're gonna lay that out a little better too.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Map updates, alternate routes, so that you have at least a choice of routes when you're in the car. You'd be like, all right, do I want faster traffic or do I want the back roads? Kind of like
so
a Waze.
You get to choose that. Yeah, we get to choose that.
You'll get to choose.
Because I don't get a good star rating from my driver when I say, no, don't make that turn. Make this turn here.
Yeah.
It's shorter.
Yeah.
And they get irritated and I don't get a good, rating.
Right,
as a passenger.
Now with this update, apparently you'll be able to choose the route and everyone's happier.
The other thing I want to say to you is, you know, with Uber, and I know people are making extra cash doing it, you guys, if you're into cars, recognize the car name or the model.
The model, yeah.
I'm looking for a camera. I can't. Everything looks the same to me, especially at night. So this is why this is so good too.
Very cool. So look forward to that for the Uber world.
Oh, I can't wait to go out again. Wait a minute, we can.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Okay, it is graduation time. This is a joyous occasion, that commencement, that walking across the stage and symbolically walking from one point in your life to another. It's fantastic. Unfortunately, it's very, very different these days. We will get back, right? We will get back.
We will.
And people are really, really brought to tears by this commencement ceremony that was at High Point High School, Andrews High School in High Point, North Carolina.
Right.
The principal of the class after...
Who's loved. Who's beloved.
He looks very, very well loved. Everyone seems to really, really love the guy.
Yeah.
But not just who he is, but what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect your principal to get up...
To do this.
And do this.
And you, my red raider, you.
Come on.
I'll always
take him to church.
You.
Woo. Ah, chills. I got chills. Can you imagine if you're in the audience for that?
Incredible.
Isn't that fabulous?
About to text my principal, Mr. Sabatino. Why didn't we get one of those?
Yeah. Mr. Houston would not have been able to do that.
He was great.
But what a great guy. We remember our principals, not because we're in trouble all the time, but because when they're especially, they're so great and they're so, I don't know, they connect with the students. It's great. He is a marvelous guy.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really is. It's nice to have a principal who's a member of the Temptations. Must be really nice.
And a fan of Whitney Houston's.
Right. Or Dolly Parton, who depends on which. Yeah, that was the Whitney Houston version, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. I saw him on an interview. He said, you know, I wanted to really replicate what she could do, and I thought I could do it. Well, no kidding, you could do it, and then some.
Take a listen to him talking about that, actually.
Hi, David.
Principal Goss on his nerves and on the song, first written and performed by Dolly Parton.
Of course, there's a nervousness because nobody sings behind Whitney Houston and the greats like Dolly Parton, but the lyrics... were really what I was trying to portray to my students.
Hey, David.
Graduating senior, McCall McCray.
Mr. Goss singing to us was something I will never forget. He is a big part of why I am who I am today.
That's such an endorsement, isn't it?
That's great. That's great.
That makes me happy.
When they do it well, they do it the best. Shout out to all the educators.
Yeah.
And shout out to all the educated. If you check out chum1045.com right now, we are celebrating the class of 2021 graduates in such a special way. $5,000 one of these graduates will get. If you want to upload a picture of the grad in your life, they could be entered to win at chum1045.com. In the meantime, I want to celebrate one of the grads up there right now, Hannah Tran. Shout out to Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Congratulations on your graduation from Humberside Collegiate Institute. She's had an exciting year. She's graduating high school, getting off to university, hoping to become a vet to take care of our animals.
All right. Well done.
All right. Congratulations to you and your family.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Let's start them. Playing on Team Maryland this morning is Sarana. Sarana, say hello to Maryland.
Hello.
Hi.
You feeling pumped? It's Friday. Patios are open. Come on.
I know. I'm okay.
Playing with me today is Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Now I'm pretty great.
Oh, okay, good. Great. Glad we didn't catch you 5 minutes ago.
Right. Well, she got through. That makes her feel good. Let's see if you're going to win this new iRobot Roomba i3 Plus. It makes a great Father's Day gift, although you can keep it for yourself if you want. The Roomba i3 Plus robot vacuum is designed to clean the house, save time, make housework a lot easier. And now Dad can clean without lifting a finger and also taking credit for all the cleaning. Okay, there you go.
We're playing the game 5 and 10 this morning, ladies. 5 and 10 is a pretty simple game. We're going to give you a topic, and you have to list off the 5 things in that topic or subject in 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe you can get to 5. If you can't, whoever gets the most out of the two of you in those 10 seconds wins the Roomba. Let's let Team Maryland go first.
All right, Sarana, are you ready? As soon as I say it, you'll have 10 seconds.
Okay.
5 zoo animals in 10 seconds.
Zoo animals.
Who defines at the zoo? Who's at the zoo?
Kids.
Animals.
Technically.
Oh, no.
Kids are in the animal kingdom.
Time's up.
5 zoo animals.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
no, done. We're done. You had your 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Okay.
Jamar, it's effortless, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, Evelyn, you have to name it in 10 seconds. 5 cocktails. Go.
5 cocktails. Manhattan, Slinger. oh, my goodness.
I'll take Manhattan.
All right.
I think somebody likes Manhattans, Jamar.
He loves a good Manhattan.
No, you're done, Evelyn. Okay. Evelyn, you're good. You won. The new iRobot Roomba i3 Plus makes a great Father's Day gift. You only have 10 seconds, but as soon as we say it, you gotta list things off. Anyway, you two are funny and fun. Have a great weekend, and congratulations, Evelyn. Are you still thinking about the animals at the zoo?
I am.
If you feel like you want to name them right now, Sarana, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well,
I'm ahead.
Okay.
We're going to have a Manhattan.
And I'll have Manhattan and Manhattan.
All right.
All right. Funny.
Her kids must be a handful. Name a zoo animals again. My kids?
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Ladies. You've both been, have you guys been bridesmaids in weddings before? Yeah?
Yep.
Zelia, you too?
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Oh my goodness, I just opened a can of worms.
Not really, I was too much a bride and not
too many brides? All right, my bad, that's not why I'm asking. I just want your experience for this next topic.
Okay.
There is a woman has gone viral on, of course, TikTok, and she gave her bridesmaids what she calls a transparency letter. And this letter was detailing to them her expectations for what they were supposed to be as a bride. And you listening, please weigh in at 104536, text anytime.
As a bridesmaid or maid of honor, just a bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah, there's a difference, right?
Yeah, there is. So, okay. The role...
I've never been a bride either.
The expectation of what you're supposed to be. Okay, got it.
And in this transparency letter, she detailed the amount of money it would cost, how much time they'd have to spend. She explained that she put a cute little envelope and just detailing everything that she wanted from them. And they were actually offended by it because they said it was basically like asking for money up front. And then she had to specifically put another video up explaining why she even did that in the first place. People thought it was rude. So she went in to explain herself and saying that, hey, I hope that, you know why I did this. I just want you to understand how much this is going to cost and how much commitment it is. Is that rude to do? And she asked them to commit to the time and the money amounts before they accepted the job. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think it's rude at all. I think it's good to know what you're getting into, because if you do have something specific in mind as the bride and you want your best friends at your side, and if they can't afford it or they can't commit the time to it, at least they know ahead of time and they're not going to disappoint you later.
How's that work? Right? Do the brides, who pays for those dresses and all the stuff? Do the bridesmaids pay for those?
From my experience, the bride puts out the majority of the money, but you can still put in some.
Okay. I paid for mine.
Yeah,
it depends. It depends on their budget. And so, yeah, so it depends. So that's the point, guys. It's unclear. And I'm with Azalea. Here's I'm getting married, so excited. Love you to be a part of it. Here are our expectations. And if you can't meet them, I get it. But I would rather you do that than complain, behind my back and all that sort of stuff.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Many will be heading to the outdoors, and some will be inside watching TV, picking up Legos, and serving apple juice. Not specifically pointing anyone out. If you're one of those people, you'll love this segment, What to Watch. What should we be watching this weekend? Let's start with Marilyn's What to Watch.
No Man's Land is on Crave now, just in case. If you haven't seen it yet, Jamar and I loved it.
I couldn't agree more. Very, very, very good one. Worthy of all the accolades.
If you're thinking about running away and living in a van, this one's for you.
This is the runaway and live in a van starter kit.
It really is. And you'll know why after watching it, why it won so many Oscars. So that was good. The other thing I want to do, and I'm doing this for you guys more than, I don't know if Azalea's into this, but Miles and Jamar, the Euro 2020. I know it's 2021, but the first game's this afternoon at 3 p.m. Italy plays Turkey, and that's at our time at 3 p.m. And then by the time this all ends up, it's going to be the finals, the big one, on July 11th. So it begins today. So what, you guys going to be watching that one?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this is going to be the most exciting thing on this weekend and for the next little while.
So who's on my radar? Because I'm not going to watch all 3,000 games.
Yeah, so 24 nations, the biggest countries in Europe.
Right.
So everyone from Italy to Spain to Portugal, France, Holland, Germany, all the big dogs. Portugal won it last time.
Okay.
So I'd say look out for them. I'd say look out for France because they were the last World Cup winners a few years ago.
Okay. Seen on TSN, by the way.
It's going to be good.
So, Jamar, you know this because you've experienced this before. Mm. If a team wins, you hear the cars with the flags and they're beeping their horns. And, Toronto is back.
It's already happening right now.
Yeah.
If you go through certain neighborhoods, you're seeing all the Portuguese flags flying all over the place on car hoods. The Italian flags are up. People are already excited and getting ready. So it's going to be a great time, great weekend, great time for soccer.
Azalea, can I just ask a quick story before we go to Azalea? She's got some great ideas too. Mm-hmm. Miles, what happened to your brother? You did a kind of a draw.
Yeah, we did what we call a sweepstake for some teams for the tournament. So one of my old colleagues, my old coworkers, he drew all the names on Facebook Live, and I think it was about $15 an entry.
Yeah.
So I got my brother involved. I got involved. I was the first name drawn out of the hat. I got Spain, which is great.
Great.
And my brother got North Macedonia. It's their first ever time in the tournament. They've never been in before. So he was asking for his money back already.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch out for them just because your brother's doing it. All right. Sorry, Jamar. Azalea, what's going on?
Well, I got into a show. My brother and I, we were obsessed with it, called Sweet Tooth. And it's basically like a virus happened. I mean, that hits a little bit close to home. But with this virus, it causes a bunch of babies to be born as sort of hybrids between like a baby and an animal. And It's just such an interesting concept. It's executive produced by Robert Downey Jr. and his wife.
Yeah.
And it's honestly really well done. I would never think that this is a show that I would be into.
Okay.
It's not a love story in any sort. It's not, you know,
it's weird,
bubbly and girly. But it's, yeah, it's a little bit strange. It's not a concept that I would have ever thought that I would want to binge.
Yeah.
But this was a great show. It's called Sweet Tooth.
Hey, Jamar,
and
you
think
tell
people should watch it.
Okay. And that we can see that. Where can we see that? On Crave?
That's on Netflix.
On Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamar, what did you, you're talking, you and I were talking earlier this morning about this show called Explained.
You know, they do a series of just different concepts that need a little more explanation, like Bitcoin or stocks and stuff like that. And they have this one particular one about gambling. And we were talking earlier about the fact that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's mother have been spotted at a casino already. Now, they both have some
issues
with gambling, a track record, if you want to call it that.
Right.
If you want to understand what it is that really makes gambling so addictive and on a very brain level, this series explains it perfectly. It's called Explained. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. And just watch the gambling episode. And after you watch it, you'll probably put the casino card away.
You know, I'm going to watch that, and I'm going to, and they do an explanation of Bitcoin, because that, I need that.
Yeah, that one too. It's very good. Very good.
All right. That's the things to watch if you're not on a patio.
The house always wins. It's not just a euphemism. The house always wins. Really does. 727. Good morning. Happy Friday. Good vibes. And good graduation to the class of 2021, everybody.
Woo!
Go on chum1045.com and you'll see that our 2021 grads are up for $5,000. It's a great prize. And if you have a grad in your life that deserves some cash, enter them to win, upload their picture. I want to say a big up to Kyle Sherman, graduating Rolling Meadows Public School.
Yay!
From grade 8.
Hey, grade 8. All right.
Chum1045.
Good morning.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Just turn me up and turn me up.
Oh boy.
Roller coaster fans, listen up. They're calling this roller coaster the greatest roller coaster in the world, hands down.
Yep. And it just opened yesterday. Where is it?
Universal Orlando at Jurassic World. It's called the Velocicoaster.
Yeah.
Named, of course, of the one of the main characters of that franchise, the Velociraptor, the dinosaur.
We're going up. Now, are you in the first seat? Because I am, too, if you are.
I'm definitely in the first seat because you can't catch anyone's COVID flying into your mouth from the first seat.
Besides all that, I always liked being at the first seat. Now, you ready?
Yeah.
A little bit of quiet. You know what the drop is on this one?
How far is the drop?
My understanding, it's an 80-foot drop. Now, am I right on that?
No. Hold on.
It's the attraction of the
80-degree drop.
80-degree drop.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost like a full 90-degree angle.
A degree and feet are completely different things, people.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
50. There we go. Oh.
That's crazy.
Now, do you scream? Do you say anything when that? Because I don't say much. I just keep my eyes open and just. What do you do? What's your reaction?
I'm a screamer. I'm definitely a screamer. I'm a screamer, and then when I get off, I look at the camera shots. I'm like, why do I make those faces?
I know.
How good are the camera shots?
Aren't they? Like, I'm like, what is this face I made? I'm the guy that looks like I'm getting ready to get killed. But I really do love roller coasters. I'd love to get back on a roller coaster again, man. I like the loops and the G-forces, and this one pulls quite a few Gs. Twists and turns, an 80-degree drop, and reaches a 70-mile-per-hour launch. If you want to translate that into kilometers, you can go ahead. I'll just tell you, it's very fast.
It is so fast.
0 to 70, like, bing, like
wow.
that.
Wow.
So this opened yesterday.
It opened yesterday.
If you had the chance to be the first person on it, would you do it?
100%.
Oh.
Because it's going to break on, like, the 50th try.
That doesn't sound like you...
What, you're Miles. Not trying it the first try?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Miles?
The first go.
Scaredy cat.
You wouldn't try the first go?
No.
Oh, it's going to be fine on the first go. That 50th go, that's when it's going to all, you know, that's when the little bolt's going to get finally super loose.
You've been watching Final Destination too much.
Oh, you know.
That movie?
I'm just playing the odds. But I'm sure everything's fine, and it's up to speed and an engineering feat, but it looks really good. So the Velocicoaster, that's the newest.
Miles. Do you know Miles might be meeting his family in Florida?
Yeah, we might be going to Orlando. When we're all fully vaccinated, we've worked out that for me to go back to the UK, it's just a bit tricky right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could go, if I could go over the border down to the US and my parents can fly to the US, we might meet in Orlando and do just a week of theme parks.
That's great.
So I might go.
Isn't that great how the United States is like the lawless land where everyone meets to go do their thing?
Yes, yes, yes.
The land of debauchery. This is where we can all do what we want.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay,
gosh,
that's awesome.
You know they say down in the States when you're going on a plane or a train, you got to wear a mask. That would be dangerous on a velocicoaster, wouldn't you say?
Could be. Might be.
No. Just in case your stomach gets upset, I'm just saying. Right? Okay, well, that's fun.
Well, actually...
Would you say amusement parks, I think? Summer.
The mask might actually hold projectiles back. It might be the way forward, if you think about it.
Okay.
I still want to get to Canada's Wonderland. I haven't been there either.
I know. No word on that one yet. Oh. I guess we have to wait and see. I'm going to buy you a season's pass.
What's that, stage 6?
I don't know what stage that is.
Turn it up.
Jump 104.5's Forever Fridays.
Juliet.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Oh, my God. Finally, I got a call.
Yeah, right. Oh, so you've been trying, huh?
I know. I've been trying every day.
So now you're in for the August 3rd draw. You're getting the key.
Oh, God, very nice.
Did you know that all Friday Harbor homeowners are members, and being a member has its benefits because you get exclusive access to the Lake Club. Members are privileged to enjoy specialized services and events only available to them. And you are right now on the list to be a member of Friday Harbor. How about that?
Great. Amazing.
I love it.
What's for breakfast, Julia?
I haven't had breakfast yet.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Did we wake you up?
Juliet, are you literally in bed right now? Are you in the bed?
No, I'm getting ready.
Okay.
Come on. Do you have your day clothes on?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I do, I'm getting ready and then have my breakfast.
Okay.
Okay.
Boiled eggs, cereals.
Okay.
Fruit.
All right.
Egg, cereal, and fruit.
Okay. Well, we're sending our cameras over there right now to make sure. No, just kidding. We're not. Listen, congratulations on being a part of this. The big draw again, August 3rd. We'll make a draw to see who gets that beautiful condominium.
Much.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Not a problem. Okay.
That was a way to catch her.
I just had a feeling, you know. It's not like getting put on blast live on the radio. Speaking of which, let me tell you guys this story that came up in the news. So a guy out of the UK called out of work, called in sick. He had actually some pretty considerable issues. He had some like lung issues, problems breathing. A lot of people know those diseases. And I guess he was just feeling sick this particular day.
Yeah.
Eventually, throughout the day, he decided he wants to go to the pub. Now, if you know anything about UK culture, you can definitely tell me that the pub is a common place. Right?
Oi,
oi! Right. Oi, oi.
Exactly.
What time does it open up there, Miles, usually? 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, about 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Go down for your breakfast and then just continue the day, you know?
There it is. Now, this guy who's called out sick got to the pub and was caught by his boss. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, his boss, of course, fired them for that. It was like, no, you can't do that. You called out sick. You lied. You no longer have a job. He actually went to court and sued and said, hey, just because I'm out sick does not mean I cannot go to the pub. Will you believe he won the case?
No, I cannot believe
he won the case.
On basis of what?
On basis that he can't.
If I decide not to come in.
If I decide to come out, what I do on my time when I say I'm off is your business. And that's the basis. Can you believe that? This was in Newcastle, and his name was Colin. Does this sound like a very Colin Colin thing to do?
I know Colin from Newcastle.
Okay.
Hey, Miles, you know him?
Now, what do you guys think about that? I mean, if you call in sick, should you be able to do whatever you want? You know, a lot of people call out of work. Everyone listening right now is like, when I call out of work, I make sure I stay off of social media. I don't post any pictures because I don't want my coworkers and my boss to know what I'm doing. But is it their business? Does it matter? That's my question to you. And the other question is, have you ever been caught somewhere where you weren't supposed to be? Have you ever been caught doing something that you said you weren't?
I just want to say something that we missed on this particular story.
Go right ahead.
If you don't mind. He has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he was seen outside the pub smoking.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
That's his business, really,
that's
right?
That's his business. That's his business.
But I mean, that's a considerable disease.
Sick, Colin.
But that's his
business. You do know Colin, yeah.
That's his business, though.
So, yeah, like, I'm perplexed by this.
You know, let me just put it in your lap. You know, you're filming the Marilyn Dennis show, and one of your lead producers is out, air quotes, sick. Open your phone after the taping of the show, which was a tough taping because this person's job was really integral to that show, and you find out they were on a patio. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, sometimes Instagrams, as you mentioned to me a long time ago, Jamar, they are delayed, right?
Yeah,
the pictures are delayed, but not today.
Exactly.
So that would be a thing. I remember a certain guest from the States. We all set up for her to be on the show, got ready, and she canceled the last minute. And she said, hey, I'm on my way to, she was on her way to like Asia to do this really special show, and she canceled on us. And I've never forgotten that. I mean, it was real time stuff. I was really disappointed in that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, why would you post that when you were supposed to be somewhere else? Anyway.
Listen, last time I posted a picture of me on a jet ski, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Jamar's living his best life.
Yeah.
I was sitting on a toilet in my house when I posted a picture. I was like, this is an old picture, everybody. What are you talking about?
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Jam 104.5.
Hey, listen, it worked in Newcastle in the UK. I don't know if it'll work here in Ontario, but you can try. A person on the job called off and said that they were sick, had a considerable illness, a respiratory illness.
Yeah, but was seen smoking outside the pub. Okay, that's confusing to me. That's what was confusing to me.
Well, his claim was it's his business.
Yeah?
He actually was disciplined and maybe even fired, I think. Went to court and won the case. The claim was denied, and said, he said, listen, you can do what you want with your time, whether you say it's time sick or personal time.
Mm.
Do you agree with that? My question to you guys is, what were you doing when you called in sick? You could text us 104.5.36. Texter says, my boss was out on an extended sick leave for having a bad back. Posted a picture of himself in Jamaica.
Ooh.
Jumping off a waterfall. Fired shortly after and sued, but he lost. What's the difference there? What if the back just got better? I don't know. A family member took a car in for service at the dealer. Saw it parked outside of a restaurant near the dealership at lunchtime. Someone drove it to the bar and got caught. Another person says, I'm an identical twin. I'm lucky because if I ever got caught calling in sick, if I was alone, I could say it was my sister.
Yeah, that's the advantage. There you go.
I called in sick when I worked at a local ski hill. I decided to go to the tanning salon, and my boss was walking out of the tanning salon. I got fired and said I was allowed to... Wait. I got fired. I said I was allowed to get vitamin D when I'm sick, right? But she still fired me.
Oh, man.
On the line, it's Mary. So what happened?
Oh, I hear a giggle.
I was a supervisor for a call center.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the weekends were always bad because you had to start at 6 in the morning. So you always had people, you knew they were hungover and whatnot. They were calling in sick. No problem. You dealt with it. But this one girl, she called in sick early on Saturday and said that she won't be in all weekend. So, okay, here we go again. And Sunday morning, we get to work. All the newspapers are all over the place. And someone says, guess who's on the front page of the Sun? And we're going, who? And there's Karen with Julio Iglesias and all his fans all around.
This is at the Julio Iglesias concert.
So she came in Monday morning, and everyone's giving her the evil eye. And she's just prancing in like nobody knew what was going on, right?
Gosh, that's a great story.
Oh, my gosh.
And there he is, right?
So just be careful what you're doing.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Now more cameras are on people, right, Mary?
Yeah. You got it. You got it.
Wow.
Yep, for sure. For sure.
On the front cover of the Sun. Well, there's no escaping that.
And you know CP24 are going to be out all day at all these patios, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
and someone is going
to
get caught.
Is this your first time out? You're like, get away from me. I'm meant to be on, Zoom right now.
It's going
to
happen. 100%. Careful.
Wow, great story. Love it.
All right. I could listen to this Julio Iglesias, though. Okay.
Lush.
Match. Game.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, what's shaking?
What's popping, man?
The bacon.
All right.
I see a connection there, and I think you guys should play together.
I don't know. It's up to Frankie, of course. It's up to Frankie. $300.
$300.
Frankie, roll the dice with one of the two, Marilyn or Jamar. What do you
think? You know what, Frankie? The thing is, Jamar's right. It's up to you, but I like to campaign for Jamar.
What? What are you doing?
I'm just saying that. Okay. Who's it going to be, Frankie?
Well, you can never argue with a woman, so I'm going to go with Jamar.
Okay, Frankie, let's do it. $300.
All right.
Selecting Jamar.
$300 for you. So what's up? Okay, see you later. So are you going to a patio this weekend, Frankie? What's happening?
I'm getting my second shot, actually, tomorrow.
Hey, good. Woo. Congratulations. That's great. You'll feel even more empowered. Good for you.
There you go.
Nicely done. All right. I'm waiting for Miles to say, hey, it's time.
Hey, it's time. Okay, Frankie, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. And for a Friday, the first word today is penalty.
Penalty. Penalty box. Penalty kick. Penalty shot. I'm going to go with my first instinct was penalty shot.
Shot.
Shot, like in hockey, penalty shot.
Locking it in?
I am.
Answer locked.
Answer is locked. We're going to... Jamar, come on back in. He can't hear me. Here he is. Okay.
I am back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Okay, Jamar. The first word today for you is penalty. What's your second word?
Frankie, you owe me a beer. I got you. Frankie, you owe me a beer. I'll take a red stripe. It's the Euros on CTV. Starting at 3 p.m.
TSN.
I just butchered the plug.
Right.
But I'm not going to butcher the money. Because,
right.
Frankie, you know this. Penalty kick. Penalty kick.
Are you locking it in?
Lock in. Lock in for
Answer
Frankie.
Lock.
Penalty kick.
Frankie, what did you say?
I said penalty shot.
You said what?
Shot. He was thinking N-H-L.
No! Oh, man.
Sorry, Frankie. No red stripe for you there, Jamar. Yeah. Well, you love soccer. He loves hockey. What can I tell you?
Oh, man.
I know. There was penalty box, too. What else, Miles?
Yeah, penalty kick, penalty shot, penalty box, penalty fine, you know, for like a driving offense.
Yeah.
But I'd say box and kick, the two most popular answers today.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, things are starting to feel like we're getting back to normal. At midnight, we entered step one. So patios were open and people actually went.
Yeah.
So last call wasn't until 2 a.m. So they had those 2 hours to just be outdoors on a patio, eating, drinking.
Yeah. Where are they now is what I want to know. Where are they now?
Resting up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because today we can expect long lines at probably HomeSense and Winners. Non-essential stores, as long as they're not in a mall, are open with 15% capacity. Well, as long as they're in a mall, but they have an outdoor access.
Right.
So those are going to be open.
Yeah, that's a great thing to explain to everybody. And the other thing is when you go into a store, right, things won't be cordoned off. Am I right?
Exactly. So nothing. You can buy whatever you want when you walk into that store.
You mean I can buy some Joe Fresh at Loblaws?
Yep.
Yay.
You can buy socks now.
Everyone is like, non-essentials. I need non-essentials right now.
Non-essentials will be flying off the shelves.
I just want to go get my granddaughter like some stuff from Joe Fresh. And it was all cordoned off with Miss Vicky's potato chips. And that was delicious. Didn't help anything.
Exactly. That was it. Only food.
Okay.
So now, yes, I'm definitely going shopping today. I don't know what I need, but I need something. But if you're looking for something.
That's why you need it.
Exactly. Right. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend other than a patio, drive-in theaters are open, overnight camping, day camps for children and beaches, and provincial parks. They're all open. Plus, this weekend also has the World Naked Bike Ride. It's tomorrow at 1 p.m., starting at Coronation Park on Lincture West. So if you see a bunch of naked people on bikes tomorrow, that's why.
So there's no dress code, basically.
No dress code.
Right, right, right. So that could hurt. But, you know, do you?
Make sure you wear a helmet, though.
Right.
That is the one thing you do have to do. Miles says wear a helmet. Oh, my God.
All right. So there's a new TikTok trend that's taking over. It has like 350 million views and counting. And I feel like it can speak for everyone. When we wash our hair, it's just a couple steps. Lather, rinse. Sometimes we repeat. Sometimes we don't. But either way, what people are doing now is adding rice water to their routine. And it apparently has some amazing benefits. So you can kill two birds with one stone here. You can make rice for dinner. But the water that you rinse your rice with, just save it. Don't dump it. Just pour it into another bowl. So after shampooing, you're going to then rinse your hair out with the rice water and let it sit for 2 to 3 minutes. So just like do something else. I don't know, shave or wash your face. And then you'll immediately notice that your hair is shinier and it's good for growth too. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to let you guys know because it's trending and you know I got to try it.
You know, that's why we love you so much, Azalea, because we're not going to do that. But you go right ahead.
Rice.
You go I'm right ahead. Do it.
Do it now.
Rice water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So literally when you're rinsing your rice, you have to go through like, I don't know, like maybe three different times before the water runs clear.
Yeah.
All of that water, save it, and then you're going to wash your hair with it.
Can I just make, I want to admit something. I've never been able to cook rice properly, so I buy those little Insta little
cups. Oh.
And you put it in the micro for one minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Of the right proportion.
Minute rice, the best.
That's it.
It's really a minute 30, though. Why are they calling it minute rice, Miles? Really. It's a minute 30, and it's the right portion control. But you do you.
Well, just for the hair health, go and buy a bag of rice. It doesn't matter what kind of rice.
Okay.
And then it's just like packed with nutrients for your hair. So it's also like really good for like soothe, hydrate, dry skin.
Are we going to see that on your site? Like, are you going to show us on Monday? Like, where are we going to see this happening?
What day should I wash my hair?
Ah.
I washed my hair 2 days ago. So I feel like I'm not ready yet. Okay. So I'm probably Monday.
Okay. We look forward to that.
Because I'll cook on Sunday and I'll probably smell like curry, to be honest.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
All right, patio patrol. Whoop, whoop. What patio did we just catch you at, Azalea?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Somewhere on King Street West, probably. So, I don't know. Regulars, maybe.
Regulars on the corner of Bathurst?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mez is on the Danforth.
Maryland.
That's a great Greek restaurant, and it's got a great little patio, and the people there that run it, it's a family affair. It's so good. Yeah.
Okay.
Go try that
Miles, are we going to catch you on a patio?
Yeah, I'm not telling you which one, though, because they don't take reservations, and I don't want everyone to go.
Exactly. I know. I was thinking
it opens at 4, and it's somewhere near King and Portland. That's all I can tell you.
I'm going.
He's going
I'm
to
just
going to
hang out and look for you. What are you going to wear?
What should I wear?
Near a Charlie Brown mural?
It's close, yeah, close.
Do they serve jerk and beef patties?
Nope, it's opposite.
Is it across from there?
Right, that's it. That's it. Stop it.
And are you going to wear that orange shirt that I like so much that you wear? That's good. So
I could wear that, yeah. Okay, I was thinking maybe a linen shirt and some shorts. Maybe just a white. I've got a white linen shirt and some shorts.
Those are your new shorts.
Do you understand what I'm doing? I'm looking out for the guy with the shorts and the white linen top.
King and Portland across from Chubby's.
Stop it.
Yeah, all right.
What is it? I don't even know.
It's Gusto.
Oh, that's a great place to go.
It's going
to
be so busy now.
They got a great kale salad.
It was already going to be so busy.
I'm going to go. Their pizza.
The only problem is their bathroom is all the way down the stairs.
Yeah, it's in the basement.
You got to make a commitment when you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, have a great weekend, you guys. I mean, we'll have stories. Hey, we'll actually have stories to tell about the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you and I won't, Jamar. Let's face it. But they will, and we'll share in their joy.
I'll try.
All right. The zoo's open. You can take Kofi to the zoo.
tomorrow.
The house is already the zoo.
Okay.
He doesn't need to go to the zoo.
All right.
The house
are you
is
the caller from this morning?
I so relate to that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, whatever you do this weekend, just do it.
Yeah.
All right, do it and have a good time. We're glad the city's starting to open up back.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be great for everyone's mental health and happiness.
Yeah.
Let's push forward and still stay safe. Still safe, safe, right?
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.